May the sweetest and the most joyful blessings overtake you all, dear heart dwellers. Well, the Lord has had a few things to say. I've been super busy taking care of some things that I'll share with you later, but right now they're just kind of developing, so to speak. And when I came into prayer today, immediately the Lord wanted to speak to me right after communion. And that's always a very good time to listen for him, by the way. He began, "My precious people, I am so pleased with those of you who have opted out of materialistic practices that come from your worldly culture that the devils have turned Christmas into. I am pleased that your heart has not been with the world, but been with me in prayer. You are responsible for the success of your nation because you put your heart and mind into prayer rather than into accumulating things. I have needed this from you for years. I have waited for this for years. I have stood by and watched the tremendous waste of time, money, and resources to honor worldly customs and carnal appetites. There is nothing wrong with a little celebration and honoring my birth, though the dates be askew and it has been a sweet tradition around the world. But through the centuries, it's become so corrupted that children don't even know the true meaning of Christmas or where it came from. It's become an excuse for unbridled spending and going into debt so that the things that really need your resources suffer, and you must work double hours to make up for what you spent. The sweetest thing you can do to commemorate my birth is to take care of those who have no one to take care of them in my name. Last year, Claire was able to give gifts to the poor in my name. What a revelation to those who have shunned speaking my name. This year, I've called for something a little different, and they will be purchasing toys and gifts as their budget allows. But I did not want you to get involved in a spending spree. Rather, I wanted you in prayer. As the inauguration of President Trump draws closer, I will need you to keep a tighter rein on your prayers and offerings. The attempts to unseat him will become more violent and ugly, contrary to what the press is reporting. There are many plans drawn up to derail him at the last moment. Do not stop praying. All looks good on the surface, but all looked good on the surface for Mrs. Clinton. Then things took a sudden turn. Do not grow lax in prayer. This is not a shoo-in. Nonetheless, your prayers will prevent any further attempts if you keep praying. Some of you have experienced unprecedented problems in your lives these last few weeks. Things you never thought could happen are happening. Remember, I told you that I was calling you up higher? That means you'll be stretched to your limit in maintaining a sane life from day to day. Staying close to me and staying in prayer and worship. The trials are more intense as you climb higher. Those of you who've not cared to pray and offer sacrifices are greatly loved by me as well, but are not used by me to the capacity of those who picked up their cross and followed me. Most of all, I ask you not to complain when things go badly for you. Remember, the littlest things can be occasions of praise and thanksgiving and offering to me. What is truly sad is the soul who has nothing to offer me and is not part of the renovation of your nation. Or the soul who doesn't recognize these inconveniences and trials, that they're gifts from me to them to help them grow in holiness and to use as fast offerings for your nation. I know how easily you forget these things in the heat of the moment, but try, my beloved ones, to remember that you're not living this day for your own agenda or convenience, but are carrying your cross for me and my agenda. If you can do this, these trials will gain the significance of your work for the day. Instead of visualizing your work as what you usually do during the day, most often completed work and projects, you'll visualize your day as being studded with offerings, little diamonds that bring greater and greater significance to your life by the hour. Yeah, I just want to take an aside and say here for a moment, I was going through a tremendous trial with Ezekiel, and I both were going through a couple of days ago. It was so painful, just absolutely staggeringly painful. And as we were going through it, I wasn't able to keep my mind on anything. For 3 days, I could not keep my mind on anything that I normally keep it on. I couldn't pray. I couldn't write. I couldn't play. I couldn't paint. I couldn't do anything. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, please, please take these distractions of this thing away so that I can do my work. And the Lord answered back to me very clearly, Beloved, this is your work right now. Oh, that took such a load off my shoulders. It was like, okay, I am carrying a cross. Ezekiel and I are both carrying crosses. They're very heavy. It's very sad. It's penetrating pain into the heart. And I can't do anything but deal with that pain as it keeps coming up. And that is my work. Wow. That really liberated me, I'll tell you, because I was even feeling guilty that I wasn't able to do anything else. I was so taken up by this. And it was my work for the day. So I began to praise him in the midst of it. And it got better. Day by day, it's gotten better. Anyway, continuing on, because the Lord had said how easily we forget these things in the heat of the moment. But remember, you're not living this day for your own agendas and convenience, but you're carrying your cross for my agenda. And if you can do this, see, this is true work. These trials will gain the significance of work for the day. Instead of visualizing them as inconveniences, right? And they will be little diamonds studding your day that bring greater and greater significance to your life by the hour and accomplish much for the kingdom of God. Jesus continued, I know this is much to ask, and I'm standing by with the graces to assist you, that you remember getting through this trial with a cheerful countenance and attitude has taken the gift I gave you and wrapped it in beautiful paper with ribbons and bows embellishing it. So you see, it becomes far more valuable to me than it was when I first dispensed it or allowed it to happen. So what he's saying here is that he gives us a gift and we embellish it with praise and thanksgiving, and that wraps it in beautiful paper with ribbons and bows and sparkles too. And then we hand it back to him as an offering, embellished with praise and thanksgiving. So the gift, which may have been a little dowdy when he handed it to us, becomes something very beautiful to him. Jesus continued, This should give you great cause for joy and hope that nothing in your life is wasted, and the greater the sacrifice, the greater impact you are having on my kingdom coming to this earth, and the number of souls added to me is increasing. Oh, what a beautiful exchange this is, my beloved brides. What a beautiful exchange. Beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. And on the heels of this, I looked up Isaiah 61, where he's quoting from, The day to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for the display of His splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. The Lord continued, "All of these things shall you do through these sacrifices as you wrap them in your gratitude. Oh, how magnificent is the soul that truly understands and believes this holy exchange taking place between us. So be renewed in joy and thanksgiving, hope and steadfastness, knowing that your offerings are being used mightily in my kingdom. And at the end of the trying days, come to me and allow me to wrap you in my profound love and gratitude, to bring you comfort, comfort that only I can give and that no one shall ever take from you. You are greatly beloved and appreciated for all that you do for me.